should child benefit income support tax credits for your kids be capped at a maximum of two children if you're on the dole? This is what the Tory chairman, Conservative chairman, Grant Shapps has suggested. It means if you have more than two kids, you won't get any more money for them. He says unemployed parents who then choose to have more than two children will know that welfare is not going to fund that choice. He's gone even further. He says under 25s could also lose their housing benefit. The broadcaster Ian Collins with us. Morning to you, Ian.
Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. Patrick Mulholland from NIPSA with us. I can imagine what you think, Patrick, about this.
Yeah, I have to say, Stephen, well, first of all, good morning, Stephen, but secondly, I must say I'm astounded that we're having to listen to more right-wing extremism coming out of the Tory party. Unfortunately, people are beginning to get used to this, but there are no good financial arguments for this. What has been proposed would actually have a very, very negative effect in many of the already quite deprived areas of Northern Ireland. It would be bad for the local economy, and it would be bad for the individuals directly affected.
Ian Collins?
I mean, it is staggering, isn't it, to hear Patrick talk about right-wing extremism. Now, what an utter piece of offensive pap that is to those that carry out extremism in whatever kind of area. Docking a little bit of benefit or having a society that sets up a sign saying this is the maximum we can allow other people to pay is the limit. That is not extremism. It's not right-wing either. I don't know if he's listened to the Labour Party lately, but they're making similar noises on this. It is merely saying, look, we've had a decade, rightly or wrongly, where there's been a spirit within the country that benefits are a bottomless pit. And I know some people will say, actually, that's not quite true, but certainly the perception has been that. And I think what the Coalition are attempting to do here, it's not just about saving money, because these things individually don't save an awful lot of money, but it is about having a societal message. And that message is, look, we help, we get involved, there is a safety net, it's just not a bottomless pit, and there are going to be limitations to it. And frankly, if Patrick thinks that's right-wing extremism, he needs to get out a little more.
Yeah. Stephen, can I make a comment there?
Well, I think you need to... I think you need to defend yourself, Patrick, quickly.
Yeah, I think I probably do. I mean, first of all, can I just say it's interesting to hear a right-wing commentator saying that this isn't about money, because I would largely agree.
It's right-wing here. What's right-wing about?
To some degree, this is not about money. Though at the same time, we do have to say that part of what has been behind the benefit cuts is to help to bail out the bankers who screwed up the economy 7 years ago, are paying no price for it, and then everybody else has to bail them out.
Yeah, so if you get into the heart of this, though, Patrick, are you saying that people should be able to have as many kids as they like and the government continue to fund it?
What I would say, Stephen, is, see if somebody works in... If somebody in Northern Ireland works in a company for 15 years, works hard, is doing their bit, and that company is suddenly driven to the wall by the incompetence of government and the incompetence of the banks, then should that person's whole life go completely into the freezer until they get another job? Mm-hmm. Or should we have the sort of society that can see its way to making sure that that person...
But it's not the government saying you can't have any children. It's the government saying, Patrick, that in the same way that if you're out working and you've got to think to yourself, could I afford a third, a fourth, or a fifth, or a sixth child, should you not have those same thoughts if you're on the dole?
Oh, I would tend to agree with you, yeah. I mean, there has to be some... Obviously, you know, everything has some limits. But the limits shouldn't be set by what the Tories and right-wing extremists want to do. What it should be set by is the reality of the economy in Northern Ireland and the reality of the economy in Britain. And the economy in Northern Ireland and Britain has a huge amount of unpaid tax in it. If it was brought in, we wouldn't be facing any of these benefit cuts. And by the way, these benefit cuts are being used ideologically.
In Collins, presumably people on the dole have a right to have as big a family as they want to have.
I've never known a fella, he can't leave that old right-wing extremist and malarkey alone. You know, I've never known a fella mix so many narratives about bankers and Lord knows what else on the issue of child benefit. This is about... He cites the guy that's worked hard at the mill for 15 years and has a bit of bad luck. Well, of course, like any system within the benefits or the welfare grander scale, there's always people that can be... there's always going to be exceptions. There's always people that you can look after in extreme cases. But, of course, this isn't about that. This is about saying, as a society, What do we think is reasonable and progressive? And reasonable and progressive is to say that we help in these circumstances. We're looking at people here who, and despite some wonderful piece of, let's say, extreme left-wing ideology here, walk onto any council estate. I grew up in one. I know what it's like. Dodge Pop McDougals popping up all over the place, but banging out kids like you've never seen. That happens. It's not a right-wing Daily Mail invention. I grew up with that scenario, and it happens, and most people only do
so. It's deeply offensive, even how you're describing it, popping out kids like you've never seen, is not indicative of housing estates.
Patrick, no doubt, grew up in a nice middle-class bubble and probably went to a beautifully privately educated school, which is usually the domain of left-wing thinkers. I didn't. I grew up in that, and believe me, there is a huge issue. You only do that because you know somebody else is going to pay for it.
Yeah. First of all, the personal attacks aside, I think all that reflects is, I don't know where you were brought up, but you were very badly brought up, if that's your approach to a debate with somebody you don't even know. But let me make this point, Stephen. I would agree with your other contributor on one point. This is not all about money. This is also about getting a point across. And the point that's been got across here is the government would like to see the unemployed divided from working people. They would like to see the disabled divided from the rest of society. They would like
this
to see a situation where divide and rule allows
this coming from?
To introduce
where is this
any
coming from?
That they would want to introduce.
Okay, Ian Collins.
He's sounding like David Icke now. I mean, this is incredible conspiratorial stuff. That it's, you know, that is the way. Left-wing thinking is an interesting. It's an interesting animal, and if it wasn't so irritating, it would just simply be laughable. The idea is that if you can't find yourself agreeing with something, you demonise it. So the fact that there might be a chance that somewhere in there, Patrick secretly, when he sticks his head on his pillow at night, slightly thinks to himself, actually, yeah, if you're having too many kids, it's probably right that there is a limitation on what other people should be asked to pay. However, you can't be seen to say that because you need to retain your nice, I'm a nice bloke, left-wing credentials, which is how that sort of way of
thinking.
Let's let him finish, then you can come back.
It is a case of attacking it and making up conspiracy theories. And, you know, frankly, all that's being said here, Patrick, is that it's reasonable that there is a limitation on how much the state, i.e. the state being everybody listening to this who pays in other people's money, there is, we're going to put out a message saying, look, we'll help people. Of course we will. We've got one of the most generous welfare systems on the planet, and we will still have one of the most generous welfare systems on the planet after the minor cuts that are taking place have all kicked in by 2015. So don't lose any sleep, Patrick. Everyone's going to be fine. It's just essentially a message saying, look, there is a limitation. That's it.
Go on, Patrick.
Okay. First of all, as a society, we are introducing cuts that we do not need to introduce. We are a society that can find its way. This government has just found its way to introduce a tax cut for the richest people in Britain on the 1st of April this year. We are a society that is talking now about introducing an 11% pay rise for MPs who are already getting a fortune of money. And we are a society who can manage to ignore corporation tax and ignore the tax of, that the rich should be paying, of up to a tune of $128 billion. That money is in our economy. If that money was drawn in properly and used properly, none of the benefit cuts that have already been introduced would ever have needed.
Okay, we're done. Patrick, we need to leave it there. No, we need to leave it there.
People live in real poverty.
Thank you very much, Patrick. Ian Collins, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you both.